Sunday morning, you are listening to Beat, and a new workshop for adults with ADHD is being held in Wexford Arts Centre on Sunday, March 8th. It's called Unmasking ADHD, and it's a safe space for adults with ADHD to come together where they'll explore masking, people pleasing and identity after diagnosis. Abby Holden is the facilitator, and she joins me on the Sunday Grill with more details. You're very welcome, Abby.
Thank you very much, Orla.
This is very interesting, and I know just from my own experience of the amount of people that I know or I've come into contact with who've told me they've had a late, you know, an adult diagnosis of ADHD. It seems to be something that's quite prevalent at the moment.
Yes, so people are only becoming more aware of it now, especially with the likes of social media. They've often been struggling their whole lives, but never really kind of understood why they were feeling so different. So a lot of my clients would generally be between 20s to, I've had clients up to 75.
Wow.
That have quite recently got diagnosed.
Okay.
So yeah, it's definitely becoming a lot more understood where people are actually going out and seeking the help and the diagnosis.
And what did you say there? People feeling like they didn't fit in? Is that what you said? Is how they felt their whole lives?
Yeah, so a lot of the time they struggle to kind of keep up. They'd notice in school that they found certain things harder. Everybody's so different. Like a lot of people with ADHD, they have similar struggles, but okay, they'd struggle in different areas. So that's a massive thing where sometimes they might even read something about it and they might fit certain criteria, but not other criteria.
Mm-hmm.
To an extreme extent. So a lot of the time it starts from school, but obviously when we continue on to adulthood, we have so much responsibility, can have issues with money, can have issues with addiction. Mm-hmm. So those tend to show up in a lot of different ways.
Okay, so and some quite extreme ways, it sounds like.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it can be a big, big problem, especially with people when they get a late diagnosis.
Mm-hmm.
They have often felt like unheard and not accepted, and they can go down the roots of addiction, which can be a struggle.
Okay. Now, you run embodied regulation coaching. Tell us a little bit about this, and how long have you been doing it?
Yeah, so I do embodied regulation coaching, which is neurodivergent and trauma-informed coaching. I do work with nervous system regulation. So I'm qualified in neuropsychology, advanced CBT, life coaching with neuroscience, personal training and nutrition, and breathwork.
Okay.
Anything to kind of do with self-development. So I've been working with adults and adolescents with ADHD for 4 years now.
Okay.
And that has brought some amazing results. But I know oftentimes the biggest struggle for clients tends to be the lack of understanding from other people, mm-hmm. especially that are close to them, where I felt like that sense of community was something that was really needed.
Okay. Okay. And understanding, it sounds like, as well.
Exactly, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you're running this new workshop for adults. It's an afternoon on Sunday, March the 8th in Wexford Arts Centre. As you said, it's called Unmasking ADHD, and it's a safe space for adults with ADHD. And you're exploring things that really piqued my interest when I was looking at it. For example, people pleasing. Is that something that's one of the traits that you find when you talk to people?
That's a massive thing for
people.
Really? Yeah, because from such a young age, because I have ADHD myself, which has actually led me to go down this route, but we're often misunderstood from such a young age, where we would receive criticism a lot more, especially from, you know, maybe not being able to sit still in school, not being able to pick up things as easily as other people.
Mm-hmm.
Our school system can be a massive struggle, so we tend to develop people-pleasing habits coming into adulthood then, because we don't like getting in trouble, we want to keep people happy, and so that is a massive thing that comes up. I think every single client that I've ever had has had some sort of struggle with.
Wow, I didn't know that, and I'm sure this is resonating with a lot of people. Identity after diagnosis, I'm sure that's a hard one as well, where you're probably getting the diagnosis that you need, but it's probably a very hard thing to hear.
Yeah, it's a bit of a roller coaster. So a lot of people, when they go to seek the diagnosis, they kind of know they already have it. But once they receive that confirmation, it kind of leads them to go back to their childhood and realize that so many things made sense. And oftentimes it comes with grief, where if I would have known this, then this would have been easier. You know, the teachers might have been more understanding. My parents might have been understanding. Friends might have been more understanding. So it's a massive process after the diagnosis, especially when it's later in life.
Okay. So how does this workshop work? What will you be doing? Like, are people expected to talk during it, for example? Or how are you going to go about this?
So there's no pressure to speak. So this is actually the third workshop that I have facilitated to do with this. I kind of jumped in to the first one, not knowing how it was going to go. But we've actually started to build up like a little bit of a community. We even have a WhatsApp group where if anybody's struggling with anything, they're in constant connection with each other and they help each other out. So it really, really is beautiful. But basically we work on anchors. So instead of like habits or routines, which can be a struggle with ADHD, it's more so anchors. So anything, you know, first thing in the morning, or if they're struggling to concentrate, or, you know, if they're feeling a little bit overwhelmed or worked up, like certain anchors that we can put in place to make it kind of help regulate themselves. And we discuss tips and tricks. We do some somatic exercises, and it also helps with regulation. So some sort of movement exercises. We can do a little bit of breath work sometimes. And I like to do a lot on self-acceptance, because we don't need to be fixed. We just need to understand that sometimes we might need to do some things differently. And that's okay. You know, where a lot of the pressure kind of comes from external people that don't really understand, to tell us that we have to do something in a specific way, where something works better for us, it's completely fine to do things a little bit differently.
Okay. And that must feel very pressurized for people, especially in a working environment, for example, when you're expected to act in a certain way that possibly goes against how you're feeling.
Yeah, exactly. That can be a big issue in workplaces. And a lot of people struggle with either keeping jobs or try finding a job that suits them, or just communicating sometimes with management. Because the fact that this is why I really kind of want to get it out there and help people kind of understand more about ADHD. Because the more understanding other people, if you can go to your manager and just explain, look, I find this a little bit harder. Is it okay if I figure out how to do things differently, or if I try this, if that works for me? They can actually excel and, you know, perform something that they might be struggling with in a much, much better way.
Okay. And it sounds like you're really creating a community around these workshops as well.
Exactly. And that's the most important thing to me, really. Like, I really wanted to build something where people could express their struggles, support each other, where they didn't feel alone. Like, it was really important for me to try create a space that was judgment-free, where people felt heard, accepted, held. And it's a really comfy space as well, where everybody can drop the mask. We have mats and pillows and blankets, and everyone feels comfortable to move or take a breather if they need to. And they don't feel pressure to stay there if they need to, you know, step out for 5 minutes. So I didn't know how it was going to go the first time, but it really has been working really well.
Brilliant. And have you a limited amount of numbers? How many people are usually at it?
So up to 15.
Okay, would so be a small enough group.
Yeah, yeah. So I want everybody to kind of feel comfortable. I feel like if there's too many people, some people might not feel comfortable enough to kind of speak out. So yeah, I like to keep it to a minimum.
Have you been seeing new people come to each workshop as time goes on?
Yeah, so
that's great.
There a few people that do tend to come to each one, and then there would be some new people each time as well.
Brilliant stuff. Well, it is called Unmasking ADHD. It's at Wexford Arts Centre on March 8th. That's a Sunday. It's in the afternoon, isn't it, Abby?
Yeah, it's from 2 till 6pm.
Good stuff. So 4 hours. You can get more details at tickettailor.com. You can search for it there, or Abby's name, which is Abby Holden Coaching. But we'll send people to your Instagram account, will we, so they can get more details on what you do and how you help. So that is Embodied Regulation Coaching, if you want to follow Abby there. And that is Unmasking ADHD. It's a new workshop for adults with ADHD in Wexford Arts Centre on Sunday, March the 8th. Abby, thanks so much. That's so interesting. And it's great to hear that you're creating that community for people in the Southeast.
Thank you so much, Orla. It was amazing speaking to you.